New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the new world order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Yo.
Chris almost knocked his beer over.
Oh, shit.
Greg, what's happening, my friend?
What's going on, everybody? Hey, show off the studio, you guys. Like that?
Yeah?
You guys have done a lot of work over the weekend.
Yeah. It looks
the sign is back.
It's looking okay.
It's getting closer. That's the goal. It's to get us into a better position. And Chris,
dude, I like
really
this look. You look like you're trying to sell me a product on an infomercial.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. This
Have
is
you guys
product.
Ever tried Coors Light with a koozie? Oh boy.
Yeah. So we were here the other night. We got the wall up. We wanted to pay a little homage to the old studio. Yeah. If you guys remember the original PMA, that was the wood backdrop with the sign. We brought the sign back. I pulled this out of the old garage.
Yep.
I don't think we've dusted it off yet, quite honestly.
No, there's still dust.
There's still dust on it. And we
Dude,
decided.
You know what you guys really need to bring out?
What's
is
that?
The original PMA. Like the big freaking flag.
Oh, yeah.
Hang that somewhere.
Where is that?
That is in a tote at my house.
Hang it.
Maybe we can put that on this wall over here.
Yeah.
Or make that the curtain. You know what I'm saying?
That's not big enough for the curtain.
That was pretty good size. I don't remember. Either way.
It was pretty big.
Yeah, we're making some slow progress because, we want to feel like we're back in a studio. Feel like, you know, it's fresh. And also, if you notice, we are standing, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can fucking move.
Very infomercial-esque.
I love it, dude. I don't have, like, my guts popping out and shit. But now we can actually, like, socialize. This is what I missed about the old studio was when we would sit across from each other and we were able to, like, really... Because you guys probably don't know this because we have the dual cams, but me and Chris, even though we were sitting by each other...
Couldn't really see each other.
Yeah, you can't really like get that face to face. You know what I'm saying? Which is something that I really want. I got Greg right in front of me, right here. I can see.
There we go.
Man, look at this. I partied. Oh shit,
dude,
you did it too.
Did you just
see, look
spill
at
the beer.
What do you mean I did it too?
You almost knocked yours over. Yours rolled around. See, this is
Holy
the problem.
Fully discombobulated.
I don't even
have a towel.
I'll slurp it up, dude. It's all good.
Well, while you guys focus on cleaning up the spilled beer.
Oh yeah.
What do you guys think about the pardon? We saw this coming, right? We all knew that this was about to happen.
Well, they've been saying he wasn't going to do it the whole time.
The whole time.
Dude. I know, but like, come on, dude. Like, he says that he's not going to do shit all the time, right?
Well,
I'm not going to give Ukraine any more money.
I honestly...
he's never said that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could go back in time and not see that he would pardon his son. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, just from a father perspective, you have the power to, like... Get your son. I totally understand. Just why lie about it?
Yeah.
That was
I don't
issue.
Think this, from what I've heard from legal experts and like constitutional experts, I actually saved a couple of stuff in the bookmarks there, Chris.
Okay. Mm.
But you have, let's see here.
Sorry, Chris.
Chris Ann Hall.
Yep.
So she's a libertarian. She teaches a bunch of like, she knows her stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's basically saying that the presidential pardon restores various rights lost, blah, 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 but it does not erase or expunge the record of conviction itself. So this whole pardon was like from 2014 all the way up until December 1st, 2024.
Yeah, he actually had some hours to get away with some shit. You know?
I know.
Like
right?
He had like free rein for like 3 hours, bro. He could have went and fucked prostitutes. He could have went and did some coke in front of cops. Hunter.
He still can.
No, I'm saying he had to the end of the day. Am I wrong? He had the end of the day. The pardon was good for the end of the day. Yeah. So it's like, this is the best 3 hours of his life, bro.
But that's what I think people are getting misconstrued.
Been
because
there, done that.
It's saying that or at least she was saying, Chris Ann Hull, you know, like, it doesn't erase or expunge the record. So, like, if you are convicted of something, that's it. Like, you can't, like, get pardoned from that. You know what I mean? And this is saying most of the time charges are dismissed out of respect for the pardon, but it is essential expression of a check and balance to have the right to refuse or to dismiss charges in any way, alter prosecution or sentencing. And then also she did say if the conviction hasn't happened yet, so if he hasn't been tried and convicted, a pardon does not preclude the trial.
Well, that was part of the pardon, was anything future that he could be charged with, he'll be pardoned.
Exactly. Yeah, but it does not preclude the trial. So it's essentially like the way that she was describing it, because I listened to her on Quite Frankly tonight.
Yeah,
she was saying that most of the time the Justice Department just follows the presidential pardon because it's like out of respect, or it's like the, you know, whatever. It's like this societal norm. But that's not how it's written in the rule of law. That's not how it's written in the Constitution. Like, the power of the president does not go there, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
that's just,
it's
weird.
More of a respect thing.
That's weird, because what's the point of the pardon? Like, first of all, when somebody's pardoned, we just acknowledge, at least seemingly acknowledge, that that person is now kind of expunged of all guilt. You know what I mean? At this point, like, they can go on with their lives, and that is no longer, in Kamala's words, a burden. That unburdened of the burden, whatever. So I don't really understand. Like, listen, I'm sure you could probably go find some loopholes, but I just assume when they pardon him, he's off at this point. I mean, I know she's saying differently, but I mean, I think as a societal norm, quote unquote, I think you use that. Don't we kind of agree that that means that he's pretty much not going to get hit with anything?
I mean, I think they're going to try to get away with that, and then. See, here's what's going to happen. They're setting it up for the media right now, because they're saying Hunter Biden is off limits. You can't touch him. Joe Biden pardoned him, right, for everything. But the Justice Department, when Trump gets in, will go after Hunter Biden, will go after the Biden family, and the media will say he is refusing to, like, you know, respect the presidential pardon of Joe Biden, and it's going to turn into, like, this left versus right thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're setting it up for this big bicker moment, and it's just a way to attack Trump later. That's what I'm thinking.
I just, I guess I am looking at it like I just assume that he's off the table now. Like, I don't really care. We knew this was going to probably happen. At least I thought that this was going to happen.
The pardon.
Where he's going to get pardoned. But at the end of the day, Hunter is just Hunter. I understand that losing that and him being pardoned of all future or past crimes. You notice they went to 2014, right? That's Burisma. Let's not fool. He didn't have a gun charge back then. So either way, I don't think that takes away from the fact.
Well, he
that,
might have.
Well,
you never know.
He could have, but I'm saying it doesn't really take away from the fact that, like, he still can be talked about, and he, even if he's not charged, like, the big fish here is his father. The big fish is the uncle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Like in the scope of things, Hunter Biden does not matter.
He doesn't matter. And if he's arrested, I think that's just a minor win. That's how I view it. Now, what I think is interesting is by pardoning him, hopefully his dad doesn't piss him off, because that man can now almost speak freely about the shit that was going on. And now maybe dad pisses him. Maybe dad doesn't give him the inheritance that he wanted. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was going to say, too. I watched a video of a lawyer earlier today saying, yes, he's pardoned, but that changes the use of the Fifth Amendment. He no longer has the ability to use that. So if they want to bring him in and question him, they can, and he has to answer it. Or they can hold him in contempt.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what Banielson was saying in the Telegram chat this morning, is like,
I actually have a video of the guy saying that too.
Yeah, if you don't answer it, then you're held in contempt of court. You face prison time or jail time, whatever. It's not as bad as a felony.
Well, and if they get him to talk about stuff, then they can go after other people, like Joe or anybody else involved in shit.
Well,
why would he talk, though? That was my question, is like, if they did bring him into court,
he has to.
Well, he can't plead the Fifth, but what if he just says, I don't know?
He gets a small sentence.
Because can't he just refuse to, like, comprehend things? I don't know is still an answer.
Yeah, I mean, sure. But, like, that's probably some gray area.
Maybe,
I'm with you.
Maybe.
I'm with you. But at the same time, like, you look at it, I think when you look at what Joe Biden did, he probably knows that he's not long for this world. He's not going to be here for a long time. And, you know, his son at least can get out of this. You know what I'm saying? And even if Hunter Joe dies, right, which is natural causes, right, because he's old, I mean, at least his son may or may not be, you know, have a life where he's criticized by society, even if it falls back to Joe Biden. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we've said about all these old fucks that are, like, crooked and running our government right now. Like,
yeah,
all of them. Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah.
I mean, Chuck Schumer. Nancy Pelosi.
Nadler.
All of them are crooked, corrupt pieces of shit. But, like, you know, they've spent the majority of their life profiting off the fruits of their criminality. You know what I mean?
Yes, but the one thing I will say, though, and I hope that this is what comes of it, this may be the last of the breed. And that's what I'm hoping for, right? Like, we can't prevent Nancy Pelosi from profiting off of stocks. We can't prevent Jerry Nadler or Chuck Schumer or any of these people profiting right now. We can't. If they're in it, they've been in it forever. But the idea is it takes time for this shit to fall into place, right?
Yeah.
The goal is that the next generation is not going to have that same capability. And that's all we could hope for. Like, if they don't serve time, they don't serve time. I think we want to see them serve time. But at the end of the day, people just are going to look them and view them in history as evil. And, like, that's almost worse, right? Like, your legacy now becomes you were a corrupt piece of shit. And that's almost worse than serving jail time that people are going to forget about in 10 years.
Well, and then, so what gives me a glimmer of hope is somebody shared in the Telegram chat, Cash Patel.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he was on the Sean Ryan show, and he was kind of talking about how, like, you can't catch everybody. You know what I mean? Like, you can't stop the whole thing, but you have to get the proper amount of people in the right places to stop the activities. You know what I mean? Like, the evil will always exist, the yin and the yang, that small piece of darkness in the white will always exist, right?
Yeah.
And vice versa. But it's like, I like that he's actually saying that, because that's the truth. That's, like, honest, you know? Yeah. Like, you're not going to clean up this whole system. You're not going to completely change the game. You're going to do the best you can.
Well,
and that's what people have to say.
I don't think that's what he's saying. I don't think he's saying they can't change the whole system or they can't clean everything up. I think he's saying, God, I sound so bad tonight.
Well, you're good.
Nancy Pelosi.
He's saying that basically they're only going to be able to get the big guys, the big people that are involved. All the little peons and fucking staffers that were involved in shit, those people probably aren't going to go down for stuff. Why? They're going to go after big people that are going to be meaningful and they're actually going to make a change. Yeah, they're not going to get everybody, but they're going to get the ones that matter.
Yeah, but what Greg is saying is I think, accurate. Yeah. What he's saying is accurate. The bottom line is this stuff is never going to go away. You could make every change that you need to make in order to try to prevent this, but there will be bad people who get into office and take advantage of loopholes. And we know that to be true. So the idea is to set up as many roadblocks as possible to prevent this from happening long term. When it does happen, you have to have good policy that
accountability
gets them out of the position quickly. Otherwise, they're just going to continue. Because, see, the issue with Nancy Pelosi is not just that she's corrupt, but she's been corrupt for so long. She's been in office for 40 fucking years. If she was only in office for 10, sure, she could cause some damage, but that damage is not going to be a legacy of fucking, you know, generational damage.
Is, like, it's not just the person. It's their family. It's, like, their connections. Because it's, like, I could have you get a shoe. You know what I mean? Like, if I was, like, a career politician and I go, oh, there's term limits now. Let me sprouse my buddy up on the information here. And now he's in on the deal and he's just taking over for me. So there's ways to get around everything, but how do you stop the evil? How do you stop the corruption? It has to, like, I don't know. There's a bigger societal change that needs to happen overall.
Yeah.
And I think that small baby steps will eventually get us in the right direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Like, removing this whole transgender, like, agenda, I think that's a good step. Like, just morality wise.
Have to get society, like you were saying, society has to understand what's bad and good, and they don't right now. We have a whole, kind of group of people in this country that are willing to keep Nancy Pelosi in office, right? For what reason? And they think, well, she does a great job. But the idea is that we show them what a great job really is, You know what I'm saying? That would be the goal, is to make good policy, have people actually be affected, have more income coming in, have better policy in the states. And then they go, fuck, I never want to go back to a Nancy Pelosi. That would be the change that we need, right? Because right now they're just vote blue no matter who, or vote red no matter who.
That, but they need to convince people that Republicans aren't all racist, sexist, bigot, homophobes.
They will.
Because there's a lot of people out there that have to go to counseling because Trump won the election.
White liberals.
And it's like, you know what I mean?
White,
like,
liberals, though. Let's be real. You know what I mean?
For sure. I'm you know, but I'm just saying, like, there are those people out there.
Yeah.
Like probably the same people that, you know, are quadruple jabbed and wore three masks at once. But they are literally them. Like, they have like this disease where it's like, I'm staying up at night because Trump won the election and I don't know what to do next.
Yeah, that's okay, though. Let them be that. You can't fix mental illness overnight. So that's what it is. The other thing is like, we are seeing change. We're seeing all different minorities coming and showing positive trends towards the Republican Party. Hispanic communities voting more towards Republican Party. It's not where we want it to all be, but I'm saying we've seen growth over the past multiple elections now, where there's a positive increase with the Black community, Hispanic community, even women in some aspects, right? Which is generally more Democratic, suburban moms. So, like, we're making those steps. That's the important part. It's not going to be overnight. There's not going to be an election that all of a sudden 80% of the Black vote is going to go to Trump. This is not going to happen, or the next Republican candidate. But if we see 10% increase or 5% increase election over election, it's only going to take 3 or 4 elections. And all of a sudden, that's going to get very scary for Democrats, because that's their bread and butter.
Yeah. And I don't want to just say it's all Democrats, too, because there's definitely some Republicans in the mix when it comes to who's to blame.
Oh, no. But yeah, you're right. You're right.
But I do think that it's this. Oops. Shit. Hold on. Sorry. I played a video on my end, but it's like, there needs to be a way to tell when these things are not going in the right direction. And I think, like, the omnibus bill stuff, when you have like 75 different sub actions within a bill, like, let's get rid of that shit. Like, that should be outlawed.
I agree.
That
with
should
you.
Be banned.
For sure.
I agree with you.
Because it's an easy way to hide shit, and you just sneak it in overnight and you force people to read it in like 24 hours. It's like, no.
I do think that is one of the things that's probably going to end up going away.
Maybe.
I think there's numerous people that are getting elected into office are saying we need to be doing this on a case-by-case basis and doing these one at a time and not lumping all a bunch of bullshit all together. There's a bunch of people saying that.
Well, Big Chin Energy was one of them. You know, Matt Gaetz, he was all about that. But that's why I'm just like, I don't know why he withdrew. I'm still kind of confused.
I heard a theory
about
that, actually. Why he was
so he can take over Rubio's position or something?
No, so he can become a special counsel. So he can become like what's the guy that did the fucking
like Mueller? Robert Mueller?
Yeah, that's going to be like doing investigations and going after people on the other
that
side.
Doesn't seem like a positive increase, you know what I'm saying, like a job increase.
That well,
I mean
depends
you
how you look
money.
At it.
You make
if you
money.
If you're part of the reason why you're bringing all this bullshit down, and it was your work that helped accomplish that, I mean, that's a pretty good jump in status, I would say.
We'll see.
Yeah, I still think he's going to go after Rubio's position. That's where I'm at with it.
Well, he already said he wasn't going to seek Congress again.
But Rubio's Senate, right? Am I wrong?
He wasn't going to do any. He said his time in government, he said 14 years is enough.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, that's.
Yeah, see, like, the Matt Gaetz. You know, do I trust any Congress member? No. But no. It's like there's an upper echelon where I do kind of, I'm getting there. You know, like the Rand Pauls, Ron Paul when he was in there.
Yeah.
Thomas Massey. Matt Gaetz was getting up there to me. And so I'm like, that really bummed me out to see him kind of flip the switch. But there must be a reason.
Well, and also it's not like I think he's just leaving. He's very committed to the movement, I should say, as a whole. You know what I'm saying? So he's not. To me, he's not going to not be a part of it in one way or another. Whether he is part of the council or he takes over Rubio's position or whatever he decides to do, I think he's going to be an intricate part to the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm just, I don't know, man. I think we haven't seen it shake out yet, you know? I've been trying to think, like, how's this all work? I like all the moves. There's not all that many that I dislike. I don't know about you. I'm sure you have a lot more to say about that one, but...
Well, the Pam Bondi, have you seen stuff about her, what she did during COVID? Like, she was pro-lockdown. She supported the mandates and all this stuff. And she was like pushing the jab, saying, hey, it's effective. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that kind of stuff where she seems to just be, I'll play ball with whoever wants to pay me. She's got that kind of like attitude.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to hear her response to it now. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people fell in the train of
thinking.
Yeah,
but that's, right now it's too late. You know, it matters the most when it impacts everybody the most, you know?
Yeah, no, I get
that's
you.
Like, well, why you got to have a backbone when it's the right thing to do.
I get you. I just don't know enough about it. I don't know enough about it. And if that's the case, if she continued that trend. Now, what I'm saying is that the initial push, maybe. I mean, I don't think any of us fell on that train at all. A lot of people that we listened to didn't fall into that group. But there are people that were supporting it and then seen the light, if you will, towards, you know, as stuff was happening, you're like, well, okay, so people aren't dying in massive numbers, you know, and then you see the attitude change. I don't know if she had that. I'm not sure. I just don't know enough about her, really.
I'll see if I can find a clip.
Yeah, that's cool, man. What year was, I mean, and also if you could find out what year that was. I would be very curious on, like, her being asked about that. You know what I'm saying?
Right
if
now.
She, if she felt like that was a wise decision. I'll support somebody that's like, no, I made a mistake.
According to Congress, the new report coming out, basically everyone that was on our side of things was right the whole time. All the Wuhan shit, all the everything was, all the decisions made was like garbage. Like, it's all, they're all like, oh yeah, you guys were right. But we're just going to quietly put this out there.
That's fine, dude. You know, like, you don't always need validation. You just, if you know, you know. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way I look at it. Like, I don't need somebody to prove. We all know. It doesn't matter if the government acknowledges that it was that way. I think the vast majority of people already know the answer, and they don't really need the extra pat on the back. You know what I'm saying? You can see that with even the left, man. There's even people on the left.
Yeah, but it's not about a pat on the back.
I understand, but, like, you can't change it. It is what it is. It happened. It happened a certain way. Some people held fast on their beliefs and didn't do certain things. Some people did. And what them coming out saying, like, yeah, you guys were right. I mean, what does it do? It doesn't change the fact that certain people were suckered into something that they shouldn't have done. You know what I mean? They can't take that out of their bodies.
Well, what it does is proves to everyone else that they fucking lied out their ass the whole time.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. I would almost bet you that if you were to really get in somebody's heart on the left, like, I'm talking like real get into the internals, like, they're not going to say it out loud, but if you were inside of them, inside their thoughts.
Oh, if you were inside them.
Inside of
deep.
Okay.
Deep. I'm liking where this is going.
Okay.
If deep you were inside deep inside, you would see that they probably already know that they were fed shit and they were lied to. Some people are not going to, they're going to still try to argue it.
Yeah.
But they know. And that's all that matters to me, is that they know. That they know they're wrong, because that sometimes is to me, that's worse, when you know you're dead wrong and you just can't say anything and you just have to live with that shit, because you can't ever come out and be like, oh yeah, the Republicans were probably right on this one, because that would be devastating to them.
Oh yeah, and it should be,
and their community would disown them.
That's
so it's fine, dude.
That's the point. That's what I want to happen.
I don't need every victory. I just want some. You know what I mean? I know we were right. I know everybody else on the right was right.
Yeah.
Good for them. We ain't dying.
Yeah, you know, but you get the golden star.
It's the whole accountability thing. Like, there needs to be repercussion and accountability for the shit that they pulled.
I agree, but I think at the end of the day, what's more important, other than accountability, is the fact that if it ever happens again, the majority of people are not going to fall for it, and that's more important than accountability. And I think at this moment, if it happened tomorrow. I think majority of people would say, nah, fuck that. Fuck you guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not falling for it again. To me, that is the thing that we needed more than them saying that they were wrong. Just having people not fall. That's the reason we got into the position we were in, is there was enough people that believed it and allowed it to happen and allowed it to continue. That was the issue. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. No, that's like, that is the scary thing, because it's not going to be a disease next time. Maybe it will be, but like you said, I don't think it's going to work like how it did, right? It captured a majority of people because they did not know how this stuff works, right? I feel like there's a large portion of the public who didn't really know how viruses work. They didn't really know how the immune system worked until this happened. And now they've kind of done some, you know, research and self kind of like learning where they listen to these doctors on these shows. There's so many more shows now. I mean, pre-COVID, like it was easy to be a podcast because you could like, there was none of them. And now there's like millions of podcasts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so saturated. The information is out there. So I like that. I mean, not personally, because we're on this show and like trying to grow a show is like fucking impossible.
It's okay.
But I like how the presence of information is everywhere. But what scares me is who can pull the plug on that, right? Who can pull the plug on Apple? Who can pull the plug on Spotify like they did to us? Who can pull the plug on everybody?
Yeah.
You know, there's people who control the internet servers, and that's the real power. You know, the information is only as good as you can spread it.
I'm with you. I just think when you look at situations like what Elon did with X, and then you saw kind of the how X was working, or Twitter, how Twitter was operating before the purchase by Elon Musk, that information comes out and people are like, holy shit, like this is real. You even see Zuckerberg right now, who's, I don't want to say he's riding the Trump train a little bit, but he's definitely more willing to work with the Trump community and the Trump administration more than he did at any point. So there's some kind of like eyes that are being put on this whole thing. And again, if something was to start getting shady, I think more people are questioning it now than ever before. And that makes it harder to do these kind of things when you have the light on you 24/7. Yeah. I mean, that's my only hope, is that like there's enough people that are aware that when you see it, the next mass exodus of people getting banned or shadow banned at high rates, which I hope doesn't happen, but there's a chance that it will, that it's going to be mainstream news this time and not just like, you guys are crazy. It's not, you're not banned. How many times do you hear like, you guys aren't banned? Like, shut up. Like, you guys just, you guys suck. Shut up, dude. That's why you're no, we were shadow banned 100%. That
well,
is
not
fact.
Just shadow banned, like actually banned.
We were removed.
We're just removed from everything.
We made the
going,
fucking
going back to like Zuckerberg real quick, because there was a lot that you just said, but like Zuckerberg, I think that he's willing to work with anybody in Congress because I think he's a fucking pussy.
He is.
And I think
he's
a pushover, and he's like, holy shit, like, I didn't know that this was coming with the responsibility.
Yeah.
So it's literally anybody who's in charge, he's going to work with. So that's just a no-brainer.
I don't know that I would say, I don't know that that's true. I don't feel like he did a lot with Trump in the first election or in the first administration, the first 4 years. I don't know that he worked with Trump or even really cared at all about Trump, but he's
he worked with the like the intelligence agencies under Trump's administration for sure. Like that's when he was called into the courtroom, and you know, that's when this whole fucking thing happened. Like censorship under Trump grew exponentially. So I'm just saying, watch out, it's gonna happen again.
But possibly
maybe.
If Cash goes into the FBI and all this thing, like, listen, at some point it's got to shift. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like, we could say that the first 4 years were a lesson learned, okay? That the swamp clearly wasn't as drained as people wanted it to be. But at either way, I don't care that Zuckerberg's a pussy. We all know he's a pussy. That's not the issue. The issue is it doesn't matter why he's doing
Exactly. Like, my point wasn't that he's a pussy. My point is that he will work with whoever will force him to work with him, because he's not gonna have a decision.
I understand that. All I'm trying to say is good. I don't really care how it happens. He just needs to do it. You know what I'm saying? And if he understands
I mean, if it's good now, it won't be good when Trump's gone. That's my point, is like, we can't have that. Like, just because we like it now and it's good now, it won't be good 4 years from now, maybe. Like,
I understand what you're saying, but my point goes back to the original argument. My point is that there's a certain point where you understand that the majority of the public now does not support you. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of Trump, I would like to think, we haven't even started the new 4 years, but I would like to think that Trump's going to get in office and do as much as he can to get us on track. Maybe it's a little, maybe it's a lot, who fucking knows. But the idea is that we see progress, and then maybe a J.D. Vance comes in next, right? Like, that would be the goal. If just J.D. do a good job, does he become the new president after Trump's out for 4 years? Then what does he do? But either way, if the majority of the public doesn't support it and have eyes on it, like, do you think Zuckerberg is going to do that necessarily?
Let me ask you something real quick. If Trump loses, or whoever wins this next election, let's say it's a fucking uber liberal, are people going to stop using Facebook?
No.
No.
No. So people are going to use Facebook regardless who the president is. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's my point, is you're going to have these restrictions. And I know that they're going to try to fix this with the Section 230 and all that stuff. A part of me thinks that it might make it worse, because now you're going to have these websites act as publications. So they're going to have to monitor and literally constrict everything that everybody says. Not that they're kind of doing that already, but even more so.
But why?
You know what I mean? 'Cause like,
why would they have to restrict
the Section 230? So you would have it be, instead of like a platform, you'd be like, you're a publisher.
Okay.
So you'd have to edit and, what is it? You'd have to like restrict the content. You'd have to moderate your content. You know what I mean? Because a publisher has to moderate the content, whereas a platform just allows content.
Well, would that, like, say Facebook, for example, would Facebook be the publisher of all that, or would each individual person be the publisher of their own content?
Yeah, so that's the argument, is that Twitter at the time was acting like a publisher because they were restricting the Hunter Biden story, right?
Yes.
They were choosing what stories could and could not be shared.
Yes.
That is a publisher. You're restricting, you're moderating the content.
So if you just restrict nothing, then...
Exactly, but that's the point, is which way is that going to go? Which way is this 230, you know, will it go to restrict nothing, or will it go to, hey, yeah, you're going to be a publisher and you have to
fine-tune things? Think if certain platforms go the extreme side and restrict even more,
yeah,
I think those platforms are just going to go away. People aren't going to use them.
Well, and then even Elon Musk, you know, like, there are people still getting banned on Twitter for weird reasons. Like, I listened to this guy. Yes, he is a conspiracy show. Okay, let's whatever. His account was fine on Twitter. I followed him for a long time. He shared a photo. Do you guys remember when Elon Musk was on that boat and he had his shirt off and his body looked like a fucking,
Tesla
truck?
We have a great clip of that motherfucker, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, his body was just the weirdest fucking body. He has like an alien in his chest, I think, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, there's
photos. His torso is shaped like the Tesla truck.
Right? Very square, very angled.
Yes.
You know? Like, it is
sharp lines, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, so there's more photos of when Elon was on that boat. In particular, there was a photo of a guy who was spraying him down.
Yeah,
right? I don't remember the guy's name. Even if I did remember his name, I probably wouldn't want to say it because of what happened to this guy. This guy was spraying him with the hose. All this guy did was post a picture, that picture, and said the guy's name is spraying down Elon Musk. And then his account was under review, and then they banned him. Same thing happened back when, right when Elon Musk took over, and you had Kanye. He tweeted out the Raelian symbol, which is an alien UFO cult. It has the Star of David with a Nazi, not a Nazi, but a swastika in the middle.
Yeah.
He posted that. The very next photo, Kanye said, this photo is going to get me banned. And it was the exact same photo that this one guy that I listened to just shared. The guy hosing down Elon Musk. Kanye got banned. So what is going on with Elon Musk and this guy that's spraying him with a fucking hose? But two, like, Elon Musk will ban your ass. And like, it's not as free speech as everybody thinks. Like, there are rules to X.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, did you think that there weren't? I mean, like, did anybody think that there was no rule, like, completely rogue?
But what rule would that violate?
I have no idea. But the problem is like,
me neither.
You like, I don't know the situation. I don't know who it is you're referring to. I don't know the account, but I would like to think that it's probably not just because of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, those,
I would hope so.
I know, but I just, every time I see this, there's always something else. Like, you know, it's like, well, he left me because X, Y, and Z, but really you fucking cheated on him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's just like, he just thinks.
Yeah,
the
only evidence that I have to go off of is I've been following this guy for a while. He's been posting some wild shit. Yeah. Actually, not too wild. This is basically links to his show on Rumble. That's where he does all his content. His page is a lot like everybody else's page, man. I mean, like, you can find some crazy conspiracy like Twitter pages out there.
Sure.
But like, he is pretty much down the middle, man. He's not like,
you're saying he's not radical, like not radical.
Yeah, he's not like a radical dude. He just like does a show out of his like, you know, house. He's really good at editing.
Yeah.
But like, other than that, I just don't see why that would happen. And yes, I do need to like follow back and be like, you know, if his Twitter account did exist, we could go look at it. But
yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I don't believe it, but I'm saying you just have to look at, like, you have an account that you even said right off the bat, yes, he's a conspiratorial account. So as soon as you say that, like, you already recognize that it is in some form or another. And I'm not saying that's right. You should be able to say, in my opinion, whatever the hell you want about it.
Well, even Elon Musk admits that all conspiracies are true. I mean, he's the one pushing all of these true conspiracies, right? Yes. Elon Musk is the champion of that.
Yeah, I don't know what the reason would be. I just don't know that it's simply just that photo. That's all I'm trying to say. And that's me just saying it as I haven't even looked into this thing at all. But I want to believe that there's probably more to the story than just that.
Yeah, I hope.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I don't know.
But I'm going to be looking at this picture here.
Even with Kanye, you brought up Kanye, right? You brought up Kanye. And again, I have no beef with Kanye at all. I think he's done some pretty...
He's fucking weird.
Yeah, he's done some interesting... But, like, there's other things that Kanye has clearly done that you could question. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some shit that you could question. You know what I mean? So was it just that photo, or was it a combination of the whole? And again, I don't think that anybody should be banned for that shit. Like, let the public...
I bookmarked it.
You bookmarked it?
You might be right. It might not just be the photo, but, like, still. I bookmarked it. And this is like a person resharing it. You don't have to play the video. That's Ian Carroll. That's like a 5-minute video. But Elon is on the boat with Ari Emanuel. And he goes into like some Zionist, you know, whatever, paramilitary, all this stuff, right? We don't have to go into who he is. Everybody can look that up.
Yeah.
But that's the photo of him, Elon Musk, getting the back of his head sprayed with a hose.
Do you want me to show the photo?
If you want, I don't care.
I mean, I don't know what it's
do. It's Kanye's final tweet.
It's a good test right here. I guess we're not on Twitter with this, but
let's always remember this as my final tweet, day 24. And then he got banned. So I don't know if they took that as like violence because, oh God, it looks like he's holding a gun and maybe he's doing something to Elon. And, like a hose, dude. Know. You know, like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Maybe it's just the fact that the guy named him personally.
Yeah. Maybe it's 5G chess, dude. Maybe Elon's like, I'm going to ban these people so that way they look into this photo more, you know? It'll get shows like this talking about it.
No, I don't think it's like that, dude. I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe is there anything that's like not true or, you know, I don't know. I haven't read any of this shit.
There's a lot of shit that's not true being shared around on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. Sure. I know.
And then even if it wasn't true, that's what Community Notes is for. And that's great. Yeah. Like, I like the Community Notes stuff. I know it's like censorship. It's like fucking red flag. But you got to have some content moderation, right? To say like, hey, this is a real photo. This is a fake photo. This story is actually not real. Here's a link where you can like go look it up for yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's what you do. Like, you use that as a stepping stone.
Oh,
the Community Notes is a stepping stone to say, go do your own research. And here's a step in the right direction, or maybe the wrong direction. Who knows?
Yeah, listen, I will always try to look at the other side and defend what I think is possible as another alternative. But this one's hard. I got to be honest with you. It's hard.
What I would do is after we get off this, right after we get off this show, I would watch what Ian Carroll has to say because he is 100% authentic researcher. He has his biases, but he doesn't tell you what they were. He used to be a teacher, so he kind of like knows how to approach things from like a methodical way and how to share things that make sense to people. And so he puts things in a little bit longer format, like what, 5-minute, 10-minute videos.
Okay.
So I'm going to watch this video and find out what the hell this photo was all about, because
I'd be interested. And again, like I said, I always try to look at that, and I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to rack my brain. Like, is there something more? Is it possible that the timing of these happened to be after something? Like, you, was this after, like, with Ye, right? Was this after he posted the swastika image?
Yeah, I mean, he did the Raelian photo, and it's provable that that is a Raelian society symbol. Like, it's not a swastika. It's not like a Nazi thing, dude. It's not like
no. I understand that. No,
anybody.
No. I'm not. I'm absolutely not saying that.
He might.
I'm not saying he does.
That Kanye does it.
No,
I don't know.
Sure, fair. But what I'm saying is like, we do know that, like, algorithms are used, and regardless of it being a legitimate source, the fact that, is there a chance of that swastika being picked up, you know what I'm saying, in the symbol, triggered an algorithm? Like, that would be my question, right? Is it an aggressive algorithm that, like, just saw the swastika not in its full context and immediately boosts that situation off? Like, I can see that being the case.
But then, like, it's Kanye. You know what I mean? Like, it's millions and millions and millions of followers. Like, his account is different than others just based on his status alone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know. I don't know if they are given, like, preferential treatment because of how many followers they have. I would assume so.
Well, I'd like to think that they would be have a second look, right? Like, maybe the algorithm immediately boosts them and they go, wait, hold on, that was Kanye's profile.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we need to reevaluate what happened here. Like, I would think because of his popularity that that would be the case. Whereas, like, another person would post it and it would be an immediate ban, right? Just based off an algorithm. So, I don't know, man. I don't know.
What do you guys think about Canada becoming the 51st state?
I like that, dude. I thought that was actually hilarious.
Is that actually going to happen?
No, Trump.
Well, it'd be very interesting if it did. But so,
I got the clip, dude. Just play the clip of the guy talking about it. It's fine. You didn't hear about that? Trump.
Entire
Trudeau?
Canada?
I got it.
Just one state. Trump. So Trudeau was.
I got it right here.
Yeah. So what ultimately, we'll listen to this. But what it was Trump met up with Trudeau, and Trudeau was talking about the tariffs on Canada and basically said that if you do these tariffs on Canada, you're going to kill our economy. Trump responded in Trump fashion, saying, well, we'll listen to what he says here.
Would kill the Canadian economy. Trump joked to him that if Canada can't survive without ripping off the U.S. to the tune of $100 billion a year, then maybe Canada should become the 51st state and Trudeau could become its governor.
I love it, dude. I mean,
that'd be amazing.
It's tongue-in-cheek, dude. It's funny.
But is it?
No, because I wouldn't want Trudeau to be the senator.
He wouldn't be a senator. He'd be governor.
Governor. I wouldn't want to be governor.
He'd be governor of a state.
He shouldn't be in a position of power at all, man. You know
but
what
can
I'm
you imagine, like, if that was to happen, it we are now the biggest country in the world.
It will never happen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it will never.
But I looked it up. We'd be bigger than Russia by a little over 300,000 square miles.
Well, doesn't the royal family own Canada?
Yes.
Still?
I mean,
he'd have to duke it out with them. Maybe he can have a bitch fight with sausage fingers over there.
Yeah, I think it's just, to me, it's like, I don't take it seriously at all. But I think it's kind of a Trump fashion to say something like that, where he's basically saying, listen, if you can't survive the terrorists, like, fix the shit because you're fucking us. If you can't do that, I mean, we'll just buy you. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? I don't know what Canada brings to the table other than flex. You know what I'm saying? And maple syrup. You know what I'm saying? Like, got some good waffles coming our way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they, I think it was like 65% of their GDP or whatever it is exports to the U.S.
Mm.
So that's why the 25% tariff or whatever Trump was going to do would just murder their fucking.
Well, listen, at some point you got to, like, put your foot down and you have to say, listen, we're not going to continue to get fucking railroaded. So if they want to do business, let's do it the right fucking way. And if if that's going to kill their economy, then your economy's ran off a bunch of bullshit.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know if tariffs are the right way or, you know, maybe it's a quick fix. But
well,
maybe
before we
problem.
Had all these fucking taxes that the American people have to pay, that's what our country ran on was tariffs.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard some positive things on tariffs, man. I tend to like tariffs more than I dislike them, just listening to some businessmen talking about it. I think it's
like, or is it because Trump proposed him, or do you like him more?
No, so I think
Trump
Kevin O'Leary was the one that brought it up, and I actually like his take. And that's a guy who actually does business. You know what I'm saying? Who's, you know, like, you could say he's on TV and shit, but the man does have a lot of businesses. And I think what he was saying was is that we haven't been aggressive enough on tariffs, quite honestly. The only way that you're going to get a China to fix itself or to get to where it's a semi-even playing ground, let's talk even just semi-even, right, is to make them suffer through this. Now, to say there's no backlash, like there is, but when do you make change, major change, and don't feel something from it? Like you always will. If you're fat and you want to start working out, you're going to feel some shit for a long time before you start noticing the good from it, right? So at the end of the day, it's like, I'm cool with the change, man. I think China is absolutely taking advantage of people. I think a lot of Europe and Canada are probably taking advantage of America, okay? Yeah. And at some point, you have to fix it. What other way do you do it?
Just quit? Yeah, we'll see. I mean, just quit? We'll see if tariff works. I don't know. I mean, just like you said, like, we don't know how his cabinet's going to work yet.
Sure.
Like, we're still a month away.
Sure.
I'm reading this chat, though, and according to Big Chap, there's supposed to be Alien War 1.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that on. I was just going to bring that up.
On the 5th, right?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
the 3rd. Cliff High's prediction.
Ooh, I actually sent you a video in your TikTok of alien ships over Arizona yesterday.
Listen, I fucking love it. It's not going to happen. Sorry, folks. It's not going to happen. But I fucking love the idea. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's. There's a dude on here. I just was watching multiple videos. And, of course, once you watch one, they all start rolling in your feed. You know what I'm saying? And so there's a guy that's like, you heard it first. Just remember where you heard it. And it's some bald dude. And he's like, listen, as a prepper who, you know, is a zombie apocalypse is coming. Maybe there's a Sasquatch takeover. Like,
ooh.
And I'm like, okay, like this is, it's a little funny.
Sasquatch takeover.
Yeah, I just, listen, I do not think that there's going to be a war in the sky, as they're saying, on any of these.
Well no, they're going to land and the war will be on the ground.
No, they said it's going to be the war in the sky tomorrow.
Well, it is weird how this prediction kind of blew up. You know what I mean? Because it has a date involved with it, and every prediction that has a date always blows up, right?
Sure.
We've seen this. We were part of it when the whole Q shit happened. And, like, it's I guess it's one of those things where, like, the Joe Rogan Trump podcast interview was this precursor event that was feeding this bot that it's like this, what is it called? A web bot that scours the internet. It's like the first iteration of AI. This guy, Cliff High, created this web bot that scours the information on the internet, puts together timelines of possible predicted, like, this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it bases the prediction value, like, plus or minus, like, whether it's correct or not, off of precursor events. And if those precursor events happen, then the strength of that prediction goes up. And one of the timelines was Joe Rogan interviewing Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hear this being described, it is very loose. It is very like, are you sure that was Trump? Because this thing like drew a picture, right? Like this web bot provided a picture of somebody that looked like Joe Rogan and supposedly somebody that looked like Trump. But what I've heard is, like, I've never seen this picture, by the way.
Mm, yeah.
I've heard that, like, the Trump guy is very conspicuous. It's like, are you sure that's Trump, bro? Like,
yeah.
And this prediction came out in 2009, so this was before podcasts even really blew up. Like, Adam Carolla was the only one, really, that I knew of.
How would a web bot be able to predict things like that?
It, like, uses the internet.
I know, but how is the internet going to fucking know if an alien invasion is coming?
It uses the internet to predict various different timelines.
That
right?
sounds like the most wild, crazy shit I've ever heard in my life.
Exactly.
Like, if you're basing
the internet, if the internet in this, how the internet in this, if there is multiple timelines, which there could be, whatever. How could the internet in this timeline be able to predict multiple timelines?
What do you mean?
Yeah,
like, that's what you just said.
Different. Well, there's different events, so like.
He's saying it takes all the
information. If I come out of this room and I go over to my washer, or if I go out this door, that's two different timelines. It's based off of decisions,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, like, you'd basically just look at multiple decisions that have to be made, multiple events, and those are called the precursors, right? They're little nodes along the way. And as each one of those happens, then it tightens that timeline and the prediction gets stronger, right? So what he was saying is that 39 days after this Joe Rogan and Trump interview, you're going to have a war in the sky between a good alien. So essentially it'll be humans and the bad aliens. And then a good alien will come in and save us. And then eventually something will happen to where things will break down, our weapons will break down, and we have to go into a period of melee, which is hand-to-hand combat.
Mm. Okay.
It's like fucking a video game, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I just need to know, like, what the aliens are weakened by. So I'm hoping it's, like, signs where I can get a squirt gun, like
water.
A super soak, because that would be fucking great, right? So, like, think about this, bro. Think about this, right? So you got some nerdy fucking kid. Okay, who collects super soakers? Because there are people that actually collect that shit. So you have some kid who's got a whole fucking room of vintage super soakers.
A
whole thing, right? And all these guys are all AR'd up and shit. And they're like, I'm fucking take out the fucking aliens. And the fucking nerd with the super soakers, like, I have the fucking army in my living room right now. And he's just still there, like, you know, squirting them. They die.
Dude, just a generator with a pressure washer and a huge water tank. You basically got a giant fucking flamethrower.
Yeah. Everybody go to Chris's house.
You got a fucking turret going on. Dude, listen.
Well, I hope it's not. I hope it's not like Gremlins where you spray with
water. Oh yeah. That would be
like, I just watched that for the first time, dude. I watched Gremlins 1, which is like a normal like horror movie.
Sure.
And then, well, it wasn't horror, but. And then Gremlins 2, have you guys watched that shit?
Yeah, listen, it goes off the rails.
That's like a stoner movie, dude. I was like, if I was high, this thing's fucking all over the place.
That's a very interesting movie line. It gets weird. Yeah. It gets weird. But listen, I think it's first of all, if you were to go off of just like what they're predicting, like X would be wild, right? Just base everything off of what people say on X, and you'd be like, holy shit, we got Hitler reincarnated with aliens, and Trump will be the new Hitler with an alien army.
So,
you know what I mean?
But you were saying Q was this.
What's
up? It was a web bot. It was a predictor, right? And I've heard multiple people say that. And I'm like, it could be. It could just be putting out strings of sentences that feed a timeline, right? And some of those timelines never happened. Like Hillary Clinton was arrested on November whatever.
Majority of it didn't.
Know?
Listen, you can say a lot and be right sometimes, right? And that's the problem with this shit. Like, if you have everything at your exposure, like where you have all information, right? And you're making vast amounts of predictions, one are bound to be. And I know that the whole coincidence, you're bound to happen, right? Like, if you make it, like, this is like those famous, like, oh, something's going to happen on this year, or we're going to have a World War III. Like, of course, that's more than likely going to happen. It doesn't mean that
most of the coincidences happen around when Trump does something. So I'm like, that just proves that he is part of this. It doesn't prove that like they're going to actually do what they're saying they're going to do on these posts.
What's
you know what I'm saying?
Like, what do you mean? Give me an example of that, if you would.
So like when he tweets something, they'll call it a delta, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like within a millisecond of when a post happens, and it'll be like confirmed. And then there's like several posts where there's pictures right behind Trump on the fucking helicopter that he's on at the same time. So it's like somebody near Trump is putting this shit on a 4chan board for sure, or they're taking the picture off the internet or scouring some web service, getting somebody's phone and putting that onto a web board. So it's like somebody close to, and like there's just a lot of weird coincidences where Trump has like confirmed that he's part of this whole whatever.
I listen, there's a recent, fairly, and I'm not saying it hasn't been a long time, but I'm saying recently there's a trend of lore behind shit. Okay, you see this in a lot of different aspects. Taylor Swift has it, right, where she creates things where people are guessing, and she's using like secret images, and people are like, oh, this means that she's got a new album coming out on this date, blah blah blah.
Oh yeah.
So there's a big guessing game behind Taylor Swift, which
people love mystery.
They do. And so listen, I'm not saying I don't like her, but I'm saying like the idea behind it is that she's getting people thinking and guessing, and she's made a game of it where people get involved.
Mm-hmm.
You also see this with bands like Ghost, who have lore, right? And they do all these things, and there's telltale signs.
So why would Trump not do that for presidency? That would be a brilliant move.
That's right? What I'm talking about. So what I'm trying to say is somebody in his cabinet, you were saying that possibly somebody's posting this for him. Like, listen, does it have to be literal? No. But what it does is it gets people talking, and it gets people to guess things. And, oh, man, I think that this means such and such. Doesn't mean
it's
true.
Well, it also gets people to support Trump.
Gets people going.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm not saying it's a bad thing or a good thing. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't mean it's true. It doesn't mean that there's anything crazy about it. It just means that somebody is playing the game right now. And people are soaking this shit up. And I feel like, you know, it is what it is. But the whole Q movement is that. It's a bunch of nonsensical shit that sometimes makes sense and sometimes does not make any fucking sense. And then people used it and they got sucked into it. It's like a fucking great mystery. It's like a murder mystery. And you're like, who's the fucking killer? Oh, shit. Did you see he dropped a clue? Like, we're playing fucking board games and they get excited.
Yeah.
And that's cool,
dude. I agree.
That is
so
cool.
100%.
I'm all about it. But I'm just saying, like, at the same breath, you can't take it literal. You know, like, it is not that fucking, I don't think it's that depthy. That's all I'm saying. I don't think it's that yeah. fucking depthy at all, dude. Hindsight, 2020. I don't think it's that depthy. I think somebody said a lot. If I made 4,000 posts with all of it being just a bunch of stuff, some of that shit might happen. I'm just saying, that's a lot of posts. And not only that, but each post has how many fucking words and how many different lines sometimes. Sometimes very few, sometimes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Something's bound to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, even aliens.
Well, and it's,
like,
it's very generic. You know, not every single one is specific, right? And that's yeah. where I'm looking for. I'm looking for specificity. And now what people have done is, like, the posts that do have broader or, like, narrower specificity,
yeah.
they look for deltas around that date. And because something might come close to what resembles what was described in that post on the same day,
yeah.
and a year, you know, or 2 year delta, yeah. like, they're saying, hey, look, this is confirmation, bro. We got comms. We yeah. got a comm. You hear that comm? You got a comm? Jäger bombs. Jäger bombs.
yeah.
We all doing Jäger bombs.
Jäger bombs.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody gets excited about it. I'm like, what does that prove to me? Like, it's just like,
Jäger
you're just
comms.
Confirming that somebody close to Trump is in on this. And
sure,
that's
sure,
it.
Man. And also, like, you're allowing, and a lot of times this happens, where the truth bends just a tiny bit. Because all it has to bend, just a little bit, and it makes it more exciting. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit. You sent a thing over there, which we can get into a different story. I know we're getting close here, but you yeah. sent a thing about Rothschild. He was burned in a fire and all
oh,
this
yeah.
and all
oh,
this shit,
yeah.
right? So I've already been looking at that. I thought it was interesting. It's definitely interesting. Like, you know, there's the 333rd day, 33 days to the end of the year, 433, 45 firefighters. Now here's
33-minute fire.
So here's the problem, though. Was it a 33-minute fire?
I don't. That's what it was reported as. It doesn't matter.
But it wasn't. But here's the thing, though. I went and looked at probably 15 different articles, right? And it varied all over the place. It varied from, like, it was at 4:30. It was at 4:31. It was at 4:29.
Did it say approximate, though? Because, like, every single article that I looked at was like 33-minute.
Yeah, but
fire.
Listen. Here's the thing. Let me tell you this. If and this is the issue that we have. This is why I have an issue. Not you or anybody. This is why I personally have an issue. Because if you want it to be that, you can make it that, right? Because I
that's what it says in the article.
I know.
It didn't
but I'm
say
saying,
32 minutes.
Who had the stopwatch? Okay. Because here's what it also said.
I don't know.
I know, but here's my. Hear me out. Hear me out, man. I'm just saying that.
Well,
fire
are they calculating it according to, like, when it got reported and when it got put out?
But it didn't get put out till the next day. Okay, just I'm being real. They were still putting out fires, smoldering fires, the next day. So all I'm trying to say is if it works, you're going to gravitate towards it. That's all I'm trying to say. It could have been 31 minutes, and it's, like, close enough to 33 that let's just say it's 33. That's all I'm trying to say. Come on, man.
I think Greg's point is that they're putting 33. Not necessarily that the fire was 33 minutes or
yes,
any
yes.
of that. The fact that they're saying it was 33 minutes.
I get
they're
you.
Using
the on the 33, whatever day, yeah. right? There's
they're,
only 33.
They're using
days,
the numbers, not necessarily that that's exactly how long.
I understand that. But, like, my point goes to who is affecting that, right? Like, so the media does that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody in the media did that, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is their involvement in this? I don't know.
Okay. But so here's the thing. There's certain things in this world that excite certain people, and that's why people make shows, right? They're excited about conspiracy. They know people like conspiracy. So they create a show based off conspiracy. We just talked about how these things are said in the papers or, like, Reddit, where there's, like, different ideas. Okay, what if this is the same situation, Taylor Swift style, right? They know that it's a thing. They know that people like you or me or anybody else sees 33, and they know there's a subgroup that are interested in this shit, and that'll get them talking. So why would you not, right? Like, that's my opinion. Why not just do it? Because they know that this article, which is basically just an article about a guy burning alive, will carry longer because it has these symbolisms in it that other people are going to
He could have been dead before he died or burned alive. I don't know.
He probably was. Let's be real. That guy's shady as fuck.
Well, it's either that. It's like people, like, being mischievous and, like, being like, hey, this is going to catch some eyes of some conspiracy theorists. You know what I mean? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, hey, whatever. or it's like it is legitimately like some sort of occult shit that they're paying homage to, right? Like it's it could be either or. Neither one is provable.
For sure.
Let me just be honest with that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So like we're both drawing straws here, but
yeah.
It could be either one. The fact that it is being reported as 33 minute fire on the 33rd day left of the year, whatever the hell it was, right? Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of threes there.
Oh, for
and
sure.
I'm just like, what's the point, right?
And the 45 firefighters, you know, like that kind of stuff, right? Like, interesting.
Yeah.
Sure, it's interesting, man. But the thing is like, I want to know, like, who went and counted the firefighters, right? Like, was there extra people? That's what I'm trying to say. And what you're saying, it makes sense, right? Like, that's not necessarily the firefighters claiming that. That is the media that's selling it to you, putting it in there. So what you just said is the most important thing to me, which is that, like, what you don't hear on most of these shows, which is what bothers me, is there is no person saying, like, hey, man, it could be nothing. The problem with these shows is that they all are this, and I got the inside information. This is what's happening. Don't you? Yeah. And I'm like, okay, but there, it may not be. And that's all I'm asking.
There's shows that say that? Because most of the times that I listen to shows, they're like, this is weird. You know what I mean? Like, look at this. Like, how do you explain that? They're asking the question, how do you explain that? Uh-huh. But most of the time, it's usually people posting stuff like the one that I shared.
Yeah.
Like that, you see that all the time, where people believe it absolute and they will share it as absolute. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just think that most shows don't have two or three people on their show, right? A lot of these shows are a single person who's got a confirmation bias going on in the show. And that stuff bothers me because I feel like there are some things, not all, because I'm 100% on board with the fact that there's some weird fucking shit, okay? There's some weird shit. The issue is that there's no one debating that particular person necessarily on the show, right? And then you get people that are suckered in. I just think that some things can be explained, at least... Not that it's right, but rationally explained as a possibility. To your point, it could be we're both grabbing at straws, right? So, like, that's what I want, man. I want people to be honest and say, like, listen, I think it's weird, but, like, fuck, is it really that weird? Like, what is it? What benefit does that? I'm going to ask you, and this will be my last thing. What benefit does that have to anybody else? Like, if they're doing that, right? How does it affect you or me or any other person that's listening or anybody? How does it affect anything?
That I would not know, because you'd have to be a part of that club to kind of understand what's going on, right? The 33rd Freemason level, right? Some would say maybe it's and that's what makes the conspiracy realm frustrating, but also mysterious at the same time, where it's like, they are putting these numbers out there all on the same time. They're all aligning.
Yeah.
But why are they doing it? Why?
Communication.
Right? Communication. It could be like to send a signal. Right. It is it's a Rothschild. It's not Jacob Rothschild, but it is a Rothschild family. Right. So you would think, like, hey, billionaire, they could be in the club. You know what I mean? Sure. 33rd. I don't know. But like, that is the whole question. Why it is intriguing is because you have a famous name, very much like in the news. You have billionaire status. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is weird that he was like, yeah, he was a millionaire, possibly billionaire. Yeah, I was seeing that in the article. I was like, do we not know how much money this old dead dude had?
Well
him personally, accounts, him personally, bro. Or the family?
That's a different. I have no idea. Yeah. I think him personally, right?
Yeah,
because apparently this house was a rinky-dinky, like a shack of some sort. Like
it was a multi-million-dollar home, dude.
But it was like a piece of shit multi-million-dollar home. It was like in an area that was running down.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know about that. All I'm asking is really know. Like, is there? Like, what effect does that have? Like, if that is real, let's say it's real. 33 is real. All that happened, right? Like, let's say there actually was a hit on that particular time for a very purposeful reason.
Yeah.
What does it mean, though? I mean, that's
the question that everybody wants to know.
But
that's
what does it matter?
Conspiracies.
Not even what does it mean, but what does it matter? Like, they obviously didn't like him or something happened and he's dead now. It's like just another killing, right? Like, a gang guy could throw a sign up. And all of a sudden he gets shot and we can just be like, yeah, I mean, fucking the gang didn't like it.
I think it's just, I think it's intriguing to know that there's a bunch of powerful people communicating in signs and numbers. You know what I mean? Like, and you'd want to know how they're doing that. So that way you could predict what's going to happen next. And I feel like that's why people like it. Because they go, hey, if I understand this symbol, I can use this to understand future events.
Well, not necessarily just predict what's going to happen, but maybe just understand what's happening and why it's like maybe get to a reason of why it's happening. Like,
yeah,
if it was on purpose and they took this guy out, people want, oh, he was taken out. Why? Why was he taken out?
Because he's in a gang.
Oh, he's a Rothschild. Oh, he's part of the biggest fucking banks in the entire planet. There has to be some kind of weird thing going on here.
Yeah, that's he's in a gang, bro. I mean, that's literally how I look at it. Like, he threw up gang signs. They're throwing up gang signs, and he got fucking banked. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's done.
Yeah, it's just a more sophisticated gang.
It's a high-profile gang, dude. But at the same time, it's like, I don't really care what gang. I mean, like, I don't want to get shot by a gang. But I'm saying they do shit that we don't all comprehend. But at the end of the day, like, they're just killing one another. So this is just a form of killing.
It has nothing to do with how does it affect anybody. It's everyone's infatuated by true crime shit. And mystery.
Yeah, all that.
So it doesn't matter. Going.
No, all I'm saying is
I get
like,
what Dave's saying.
Yeah, no, I don't like. Listen, man, I watch that shit as if not more than anybody. I love that shit. I'm just saying, like, I'm curious on what the meaning is behind it that makes people. I understand the fascination.
Maybe he was one vote in the family that was keeping him from doing something catastrophic.
Yeah,
dude, that is the like the one thing is the why, and like I know this is getting late, so we can answer, but like. I've heard this on Quite Frankly. I've heard it on other shows. It's like, yes, they do things. We can see that they're planning events with planetary alignments, astrological alignments, numerology. Mm-hmm. But what does it fucking do for you? What kind of energy does this harness? What power does it give you? Does it give you anything? Like, is it provable?
That's
right.
Yeah.
And that is the question that everybody's looking for. They're like, what does this do?
Yeah. I'm
well,
with you.
I mean, as far as like, astrology and like ask like lining things up perfectly like you're saying they wouldn't have done it for so long if there wasn't something to it. Why do it for that long?
Because it's tradition.
You're gonna like, spend hundreds of fucking years building shit just because it's tradition.
Yeah, but I just think that there's more to it than just that. But it's like you keep something going. It's like getting with your buddies every Sunday for a game, even if you don't enjoy it anymore, you still do it because it's like what you fucking do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's part of the tradition. Like,
that is where the power of prediction does come true, because astrological alignments are 100% predictable and you can measure them. Right.
Yeah.
And that's where like astrology and mathematics became the power of these mystical sciences. And that's where like numbers come in. You know what I mean? Because numbers and astrology are kind of aligned because it's all interconnected.
Yeah. I think what it comes down to is that if they weren't billionaires and this was just normal people doing it, there'd be nothing there. So the fact that like what power they have comes from the fact that they are uber wealthy and they're in it. I don't know why that is. Maybe you have to be in it, but if you become a billionaire for some reason and you join the society, you know what I'm saying? Like, your power comes from the fact that you have money. You know what I'm saying? Cause if we all had this group and we were just Joe Blows, we're not doing anything with it really. We're just going to, it's like playing fucking Dungeons and Dragons, bro. Like, it's all fucking made up shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I view it. So I really just think that like what's weird about it is that there's nothing. They're rich. They're rich as fuck. And this is a board game for them that they find amusement because their wives hate them and they're cheating on them. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. You know, that's how I view it. You know, it's just to me, it's like, okay, but I want to know what effect it has on the real world. You know,
that's what I want to know too.
I believe like, that you want to know that. Absolutely, man.
I believe it has an effect. For sure.
Like, are there trends? You know what I mean? Like, can they sway the public?
Oh,
based
yeah,
on these
sure.
numbers,
for sure.
Based off of numbers,
yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't think the numbers just persuade anybody. No. I think it gets people's attention because there's lore behind it,
sure,
or whatever. But the people involved do sway people
because they're rich.
Not just because they're
because
rich.
They're rich.
No, because there's a butt ton of fucking rich people in the world.
And they all
but their name, but they haven't been the richest people in the world for as long as they have, like the Rothschilds have.
For sure. Well, but let me ask you this. If you have these people that have all this power and all this money and they believe in the power of numerology and astrology and they plan things to happen on certain dates, wouldn't you want to know when they're going to do things?
Yeah.
Because they believe whether it does something to you
they
or the
believe
world,
it
doesn't matter. If they believe it and it does something for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what you're seeing is the people that are being affected by this are the people that are in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I don't see a lot of it transpiring outside of the group. You know what I'm saying? So, like, a Rothschild dies and the 33s are around. Duh, because he's in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course. It's not, you don't see just random civilians getting hit with these things. Not all the time, because there are times where you try to say that there are those cases. But I'm just saying the majority of these issues are wealthy people who all of a sudden die for some reason, or they go up missing. And it's all these people that you assume are already in this. So to me, it feels like a gang. Like, I'm not trying to be joking. It feels like a gang. And when gangs do gang shit, the people that are in the gang deal with gang shit. You know what I'm saying? And that may be their buddies getting shot.
I feel like there's a lot more collateral damage than what we think.
That's possible. Listen, I'm with you. We don't know. We don't know. You know, so that's why when I say this thing, I just want to be clear. I'm not saying because I think it's complete horseshit. I just also am I don't really know why my energy should be wasted on it, because I don't understand what consequence it really has for us. You know what I'm saying? Where there are things that are happening that really do have consequences right now. You know, so that's where I'm at with it. But I think it's good. I think it's good to have multiple takes, you know, for sure. I want to hear more debate, though. I want to hear more debate about it, you know?
Those are all the questions that I like, too, because it is one of those things where it's never going to be 100% provable either way. You know what I mean?
Well, unless something gets leaked, you know? Like, somebody comes out and they drop all the information, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could always happen.
This one Rothschild dies and now all the world's banking system starts making drastic changes.
Yeah, this guy was a little peon, as you say.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, hey, let's see if the alien invasion happens tomorrow, dude.
Yeah, we're not going to be on the show tomorrow. It's going to be Wednesday.
I'm going to be working.
There's a chance we won't have a show Wednesday, right? Because the Earth's
alien
over.
Invasion. Yeah.
So
well, it won't be over.
It happens.
It won't be over by then.
Listen, don't get your guns.
I feel like if they came fighting, we're going to put up a good fight. It won't be over in one day.
Or we're going to get help by the good ones. Get your super soakers ready, folks. You know what I'm saying? Put down the ARs, get those super soakers and water balloons. Stock up.
But shoot once and make sure they don't multiply first.
Yeah, always a test shot.
Yeah, test shot.
It's kind of like a stain rug thing. You got to test it first. Thank you guys for joining us, man. We appreciate it. Glad that we see a lot of new faces coming back around.
Yeah, buddy.
Take care of yourselves. Greg, Chris.
All right.
Peace. Later, guys.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's UQORA.com/audio.